on the 13th of February. We're joined on the line by William Bird, Director of Media Monitoring Africa, Ashoka and Link Fellow. William, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on this auspicious day.
Thank you. Certainly, it's our honor to chat to you. As indicated, today's World Radio Day. Now, William, in today's time, with so much media available to the masses, is radio still as relevant as ever?
So the short answer is certainly yes, it is, without a shadow of a doubt. If we look at South Africa in particular, our biggest audiences for any media still come through radio, overwhelmingly so. And if you look globally, radio itself is shifting to being audio services, and the way that they do radio and the way that radio is offered almost on as an on-demand audio content service is exploding, you know. So we're seeing a huge growth there, and that's because people are mobile. So in as much as things change, people are mobile, and when they're mobile, they're sitting in their cars now and they're load shedding and they're listening to their radio, and that's where they're going to get their information from. And it's a magical thing that despite the technological changes, radio remains as powerful today.
Is it the aspect of accessibility that makes or gives radio an edge over other mediums? Could we consider it to be one of the most accessible forms of media?
Look, there's very little doubt. You know, you don't need a lot of power, you don't need a lot of money to have a device that can receive radio. So on that sense, it is something that tends to cross most class and equality boundaries. And certainly because there's such a diversity, it means that it is something that is fantastically accessible. So as we approach a digital reality and everyone hopefully will have access to, you know, fast, cheap broadband, radio itself will shift, but it won't go away in the sense that we're still going to need those radio stations. You know, everyone relies on them for news in their local areas, or in your case, you're meeting the needs of your particular audience in a way that they can't get from, you know, social media.
Certainly. We've seen in recent years a number of big names in radio moved or swap slots or radio stations. Now, why was this important?
So I think, you know, that's it's part of where things are going, and we're seeing that where radio has shifted, I think, is that you're seeing a rise of personality more than we did before, because, of course, now you're not just the face of the radio as well. You've got a social media handle, and you've got all sorts of other things, and a lot of that is about brand building and making sure that you can spread your name across different platforms, so they'll go to different stations and they'll also go to different platforms, including video, TV. Some people, though, do have a face for radio, and they should probably stay there. But, you know, there's something magical about radio that you really struggle to meet. And I think that for South Africa especially, we should be looking more to radio and audio services to compete in a global market. Because if you look at things like Netflix and Amazon, we can't possibly compete with their budgets, you know, because they will to produce one show like The Grand Tour, it's something like $140 million, which is pretty much the entire budget for South Africa's creative sector over a year, let alone one program. But where we can compete is going to be through provision of exciting audio services. And that, I think, is really, really an exciting opportunity for us.
We see the emergence of podcasts globally and internet radio. Will radio survive through it all?
So I think, yes, certainly, you know, in terms of the fact that we will rely on how we access those means when you can't either get access to the internet, but also people will stream radio. So as I said, I think it'll shift its the way it generally is consumed. But I would be very, very, very surprised if, in 20 years' time, we are saying, okay, well, there's the death of radio. I think that there are still far too many opportunities to use it. And we also know that the world, you know, as of today, is not a fair and equitable place, and that there's still far too many people without access, and that where, you know, radio is their chief means of being able to access information. And that, you know, hopefully we would get to a point where everyone has access to all sorts of information. But, you know, the reality is that isn't incredibly likely.
William, you made reference to Radio Islam and how we serve a particular audience, a particular community. But, you know, in the broader sense of the country, why does radio matter to so many people globally or on a daily basis?
So I think that radio has a power that, that very few other media do. You know, you can, because it works on your imagination, I always refer to it as the theater of the mind. It's a bit like reading books, you know. People said, oh, when these things come in, we're not going to carry on reading books. And in fact, all that's happened is books have morphed into different formats. People still read, and in fact, more people read now than before. And I think it's the same with radio. It has that power to, you can hear people talking, and people that produce excellent radio will set up what something looks like and give you a feel for what's there in ways that you can't actually get. And you'll know that if you watch something like cricket, for example, sometimes it can be far more interesting listening to listen to the radio commentators talking about the game than it is actually to watch it on TV, because it kind of spoils some of the magic and some of the theater of that. So I think that's one element of it. And the other, of course, is that there's the issue of language and tonality. So you're able to communicate with the audience in a way that in the written word, maybe you aren't able to get some of the same ideas and issues across in the same way. People like to hear themselves, their language especially. And in a country like South Africa, where we've got 11 official languages and so few media actually in those languages, radio is by far the most powerful, because, of course, you can get all of our official African languages on any radio station you like.
Absolutely fascinating, and it's been really intriguing chatting to you, William. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, and keep going.
Thank you. We appreciate that, and you have a lovely afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.